I'm sure.
And what'd you call the others?
Aunt.
The others. Robert.
Nick. Oh, uncles. Also Uncle Robert. Uncle Robert, I believe I said Uncle Doyle probably was, and I don't know why those are both consonants. Well, but that's what I said, nevertheless.
You know, if you were addressing George Patton, you wouldn't call him Mr. Patton, you'd call him
General.
And then there's a man, Kentucky Fried Chicken man.
Colonel Sanders.
And what do you call the man who's head of a ship?
A captain.
Would you ever hear that used in any other situations, Captain?
Well, here we have the state penitentiary, and a long time ago, particularly, the inmates called all of the guards Captain, C-A-P apostrophe N. Certainly, if the military rank in the Army would be a captain.
What about with children? Would you ever hear children call anybody a captain? Anybody call children a captain?
No. Captain Kangaroo is the only one I can think of.
What about the foreman of a railroad gang or something? Is he a captain?
No, I'd say boss or foreman.
Well, what about like black employees talking to a white employee or something?
I think around here they might say captain, but more likely they might say boss. And I don't think they do it at all anymore. They're so conscious of not using Uncle Tom-isms.
Well, what do you call the man who presides over the county court?
Judge.
So how do you, who is it here?
Amos Gates.
So you address
Judge
him
Gates.
And what do you call a person who goes to college to study?
Student.
Do you call, what about elementary school?
An elementary school student or school child.
And what about high school?
High school student.
And the person, when you work for your husband, you know, you were his
secretary, bookkeeper.
And what do you call the woman who acts like in plays or movies or something? She's an
actress.
And our nationality is
American.
And you know, people, the other race here, 56% of the population here is
white. Or black, okay. Hey, just pick one.
Well, what other terms do you hear you use there?
Well, when I was a little girl, we always said colored. Now there are still a few of the older Negroes who want to be called colored. Then we went through the time of saying Negro, and now a lot of them want to be called black. My personal preference is to say Negro, and I was not brought up to say nigger at all, and I never did use it except very rarely until just a few years ago, and now I find that when I'm upset and angry, that word comes out frequently.
And do you hear any other words used? I mean, any other expressions, anything?
Well, black son of a bitch, maybe, but not, those are the main ones, colored, black, and Negro.
Well, how do you hear people refer to us?
Well, now, once in a while, I hear us called honkies. But that's about all.
Well, but normally you just say we are.
Oh, white, sure.
Well, is anything that, like, that any address for, or anything you might call it, poor whites or out in the country, you know, or...
Poor white trash.
And where would they be? Did you have white trash in town?
Oh, sure. Have sorry people anywhere. Oh, let me say one. I don't know if you care about this or not, but I do know that in our elementary schools now, the teachers are familiarizing the children and encouraging them at least to know what Caucasian means.